Since 1 August, when the implementation of the Grain Initiative began, 1.72 million tons of agricultural products have been shipped from the Ukrainian ports of Odessa, Chornomorsk, and Pivdeni. A total of 68 ships left the unblocked ports in August bound for the ports of destination in 18 world countries. The Ministry of Infrastructure of Ukraine has noted that the first month of the initiative shows how critical it is to our economy and global food security. In August alone, more than 1.7 million tons of foodstuffs were exported through the ports of Odessa region. Over the same period, almost 1.6 million tons were exported through the Danube ports, about 1 million tons, by rail, and over 600,000 tons, by road. Already in September, it is expected to reach the rate of transshipment through unblocked seaports at the level of at least 3 million tons of products. Ukraine plans to export at least 8 million tons by all modes of transport. We also see the growing interest of shipowners in working within the framework of the Grain Initiative. In particular, in August 67 vessels entered our ports for loading, and we already have dozens of new requests to enter the ports. International markets are responding positively to the Grain Initiative, and the cost of food is decreasing, Minister of Infrastructure Alexander Kubrakov commented. He added that this contributed to the improvement of the humanitarian situation among the socially vulnerable population in the countries of Africa and Asia. In particular, Ukraine has already sent two vessels chartered by the UN World Food Programme to help such countries. In total, about 5 million tons of agricultural products were exported through the unblocked ports and Danube ports, by rail, and by road in August. This is a record figure since the beginning of Russia's full-scale invasion. As a reminder, Ukraine, Turkey, and UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres signed the initiative on the safe transportation of grain and foodstuffs from the Ukrainian ports of Odessa, Chornomorsk, and Pivdeni in Istanbul on 22 July. Natalia Tolib.